This is Joe Sheely with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. On May 13th, the United States and the European Union struck a compromise agreement in the long-running dispute on U.S. beef imports. While this agreement does not lift the EU's ban on beef from hormone-treated cattle, it provides duty-free access to the EU for a large quantity of U.S. beef exports. John Brook, USMEF Regional Director for Europe, Russia, and the Middle East, explains the details.
The European Union and the United States signed this agreement to open better access for United States beef in Europe. This opens the possibility to ship beef to the European Union at 0% import duty compared to the 20% import duty which is currently paid. So this agreement should start to be effective from exports from about August onwards, and this should have an immediate impact on exporters' capacity to increase the amount of beef that they're shipping to Europe. This will come, first of all, through the fact that with the removal of 20% overall cost of doing the business, we will be able to ship a larger proportion of the carcass to the European Union than is the case today. It opens the possibility as well to move some of the meat which has been problematic, because one of the major difficulties in producing beef for the European market is that the trimmings that were left over from this meat production, the producers were not able to use them in the ground beef market in the United States, because when you operate under EU mode in your factory, the EU does not permit the use of the antimicrobial rinses on the carcasses. And so the trimming that was left over, the companies did not want to put it into ground beef in the United States, and it had to go to cooked beef, and that represented a considerable loss in value and thus effectively increasing the cost of the beef destined to the EU. Under this new agreement with 0% customs duty, it could become economically viable to ship those trimmings to the European Union. So we could move from a situation today where we've got between, depending on the producer, 50 to 70% of the beef from an animal moving to the EU, to a situation where we'd have almost 100% of the animal moving towards the EU. And that's in the short term, and then of course in the medium term, this stimulus to business should allow packers to guarantee premiums to farmers in the United States and bring with it a significant increase in production of non-hormone treated cattle, allowing that business to grow. But the reason why this agreement was made in phases was specifically to address this question of the authorization to use antimicrobial rinses in production. So the first phase of the agreement lasts for 3 years, opening 20,000 ton quota. And to move from the first phase to the second phase, where the quota goes to 45,000 tons a year, the United States would only agree to move to the second phase once the European Union has agreed to allow the use of the antimicrobial rinses. There are some skeptics in the United States on this agreement. Some people feel that this agreement came about because of the threat of moving the customs tariffs on EU products from the previous list that existed to a new list of products, what is called the carousel. There is no question that this carousel was the driving factor for the EU to come back to the negotiating table. But for those people who think continuous carousel and continuous trade dispute action at the WTO could have pushed the European Union into a position whereby they would open to import beef treated with growth promoters from the United States, this is simply not the case. The United States could have continued its action at the WTO. The United States could have gone on winning actions at the WTO. The United States could have had the right to continue to apply sanctions against EU products. It is not that which would have enabled the EU to change its mind. The EU would have borne the consequences of such action and such taxes on their products. But we are not going to change the policy of the EU on beef treated with growth promoters through trade disputes. That is a long-term objective, and it requires, first of all, to change the hearts and the minds of the European consumers. It is not through a trade dispute settlement that we would change that situation. So in the meantime, this deal is a huge advantage to the United States beef industry and the United States producer. This is going to bring added value to the packers and to the farmers in the United States. In the current economic situation in the European Union, meat consumption is under pressure. There is a movement from higher quality, high value meat to lower value meat, from beef to pork, from pork to chicken. But despite that, we see that the quality advantage and consistency of high quality US beef, the consumption of that product has not been affected in the European Union. And before this agreement was signed, exports to the European Union have doubled every year for the last 3 years. Now that this agreement has been signed, we expect that trend to continue despite the economic difficulties of today.
For more information on this agreement and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.